decision is still going to take place following the normal court process. That could take many months, but in the meantime, the judge has not given Eskom the urgent interim relief that Eskom wanted.
Three people have been killed after a truck crashed into rocks along Christian de Wet Road west of Johannesburg. Joburg Metro Police says the truck's brakes failed, causing the driver to lose control of the vehicle. Metro Police spokesperson Wayne Minar.
It is alleged that the driver told the three passengers that the brakes of the truck had failed and one passenger jumped out of the cab. The driver then lost control of the truck, which was transporting milk, and it collided with the rocks on the left side of the road. The driver and two passengers died in the accident. Yeah, the road, as you speak, has been cleared.
Former detainee at the then John Forster Square police station in Johannesburg, Keith Coleman, has told the court how fellow anti-apartheid activist Neil Agate personally informed him about being assaulted during interrogation at the station. Coleman has been testifying at the inquest into Agate's death in the High Court in Johannesburg. Agate was found hanging inside his cell on the 5th of February 1982. Coleman says he made a quick dash to Agate's cell during an exercise session in the corridor at the station about a week before Agate died. He says it was a brief conversation as they were not allowed to talk to each other.
When I pushed open the wooden door, Neil came and held the bars. We were standing very close. And I said to Neil, "How are you doing? How are you holding up?" And he said, "It's hard. He was being assaulted. They'd torn his shirt during the assault. He was keeping the shirt as evidence of the assault." By which I felt that he was still resisting, he was still strong, dealing with what happened to him.
The African Union has committed to working closely with the United Nations in finding a solution to the Libyan conflict. AU Peace and Security Commissioner Smail Chergui today told journalists at the African Union summit in Addis Ababa that AU troops will be going to Tripoli to assist in the UN peacekeeping effort. Chergui says the AU can make a meaningful contribution.
I think Africa Union can certainly contribute because this is an African problem, and we have a certain sensitivity that maybe others do not have. Secondly, we want also to recognize the role of the African countries bordering the neighbors of Libya, who can have also a say but also a contribution.
The top story at 3 o'clock, the High Court in Pretoria has dismissed Eskom's urgent court bid to increase electricity tariffs by 16% over the next 2 years.
Well, bragging rights are on the line tonight when Vets host UJ and Mane returns to training for Liverpool. Details are more, 3:30.
Everybody loves Djibouti.
My boss is so super awesome that if you legitimately have a hangover or probably drunk, you phone him and you tell him, "I'm not coming in."
My man.
You phone him and you tell him, "I'm not coming in because my throat hurts." You legitimately will.